Do you have any names for some alcoholic beverages that people make at home?
Yeah, eggnog.
Okay. What?
That's about all I know of.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, you know, it was illegal to make alcohol.
I know it, but now it ain't.
Yeah. Well, if you made it at home then, did you have any names for it then?
Homebrew.
Homebrew. Yeah. Call anything else?
Homebrew is what we always call
it. Did you ever know anybody who made that stuff?
Yeah.
You did?
My nephew.
Uh-huh. Was it good?
It wasn't good to me.
Yeah.
Made my husband sick and my brother-in-law sick with it because they made him sick chewing tobacco when he was a little boy.
Oh.
And he told me he'd get eaten with it.
And he did, huh?
Yeah, after he had two children, well, he made a whole batch of that up and got eaten with it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He brought a whole wash tub full of packed up in ice, from Denton up to Pilot Corn.
Oh, boy.
And he said, Uncle Clarence said, I want you and Uncle John just to eat all that you want to. We live about halfway between Powell Point and Talbot. And I mean, they both couldn't hit their old hat against the floor straight that night. Sip, oh Lord. Clarence went over, the babies went to crying. He went over that crib to shake the twins. And he just vomited all over the floor, just barely missed their bed, the baby's beds. He was talking to the babies.
No.
Yeah, like a bed. Oh, I got so mad at Charlie. Ooh, I just bawled him out for everything. And I said, Charlie, telling you one thing. If you can't come to my house without bringing that junk, you stay in debt. I said, I don't want to see you no more. Oh, Aunt Judy, it's a lot of fun to see him act this way. But he got uneasy about them too, because they both got sick and we couldn't hardly, they went to cracking in their stomach, they drank so much of it.
Oh.
And they hadn't been used to it.
Yeah.
And they got, oh, they got so sick they like died. He went to get and have me to get cold water out of the well, and his wife went down the well drawing water right out of us. We had a 90-foot well that we had to draw water out of.
Wow.
Where I done my washing and everything, I had to draw it and carry it to the house to wash.
Deep well, isn't it?
90 foot before you hit the water.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep. And anyhow, we got to bathe their stomach and head with that water, and we finally got them to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I said, now, Charlie, you get in there and get in bed, and we'll sleep. And I said, you're going home in the morning, take your compounded tub with you and your Bibles. And I said, how dare you to come back to my house with any more of that junk? I said, if you got to bring it, you just stay at home. And Judy, he said, I believe you mean that. I said, I mean every word of it.
I bet you did.
And well, he never did come back anymore. With it. Never did even come back or drink it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
He sure kept it away from my place. I told him I didn't want that stuff in my house.
Yeah. What do you usually keep on the table to season food with?
Salt, pepper, sugar.
Okay. Let's see. You might say, this isn't imitation syrup, it's
pure de homemade sorghum.
Okay.
Right. I had it.
Okay. What's another word? What's another word for the real thing? Sometimes you see it stamped on the back of a belt, if it's real leather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever
That's solid leather.
Okay. If sugar isn't prepackaged but it's weighed out of the barrel, you might say it's sold in what?
By the pound.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, if a man has plenty of money, then he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man
that ain't got no money.
Okay, what do you call a man that hadn't got any money?
Poor man.
Okay.
We was one of them. Because all we had was up, we sold our butter and milk and eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did get out and chop cotton for the neighbors.
Okay, let's see. Okay, you might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy, what?
Had plenty.
Okay.